Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all damn glad to have you on this wonderful week in June. Summer's cranking up. All your downtown days are over. You've had your turkey leg, your funnel cakes, your corn dogs, your Euros. I definitely had one of those yesterday.
I had a Euro yesterday, too. Papu's in Waldo is the best gas station food in Kansas City, and there is no question on that. The Euro there is so good.
I'm just a freak for like pita and tzatziki. I could just eat that.
I'm with you, man.
Like,
it is
next
so
time you
good.
Go to like a party or somebody's like, "What do you want to bring?" Yeah, just bring some sides. Bring like a stack of pita bread and a side of tzatziki sauce and watch it dissipate.
Smash.
Yeah, for sure. You can also light the world on fire via X. I didn't know you could do this until yesterday. I wasn't trying to take any shots at anybody. I just said. Because did you see the Superman play from Bobby Witt a couple days ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doubled down and did it again.
Did it again.
And essentially saved the game.
His ninth inning yesterday was the reason they won that game. There was no other reason they won that game other than Bobby Witt Jr. in the ninth inning. Big home run, which was the difference in the game, and then a play to say he...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He basically won you the game in the top of the ninth and saved the game for you in the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday. One player was the reason why they won that game yesterday.
And when I say player, I quote it because it is player. I understand that Ohtani is on a different level. He's a DH. He has not pitched. He doesn't pitch anymore. He doesn't play any of his DHs in the National League, in a league that just acquired the DH. Dusty, they did like 5-6 years ago. Baseball's been around for 500 years. There's DHs in the NL.
Has it really been that long?
I don't know. I just know it's recent in times of recency in baseball. Aaron Judge is great. Dude's a freak. He hit 2 home runs yesterday.
He did.
And how did the Yankees turn out?
They still lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. plays shortstop. Bobby Witt Jr. turns singles into doubles, doubles into triples, and outs or hits into outs. Yesterday, you said it perfect. He hit the home run. They kind of got a little messy in the extra innings. He had a 2-run shot. What'd they win by? 2?
2.
And what'd he do in the ninth? Diving play and back-to-back games where those are freak.
They lose
style
that game
plays.
Yesterday if Bobby Witt doesn't play in the ninth inning.
He is the definition of a 5-tool player. Aaron Judge, 3-tool.
Yeah, people will say he's a 5-tool player.
How many stolen bases do you have this year?
I haven't looked at his
numbers.
How many
singles
and
doubles?
He's got speed. People will say he is a 5-tool player. Yeah, people will tell you that in baseball. Because I've heard a lot of people recently arguing that. Because I was with you. I'm like, he's not got a 5-tool. Man, but he is, man. He's got the speed. He's got the power. He hits, obviously, for average. The stat I saw this morning was he's got the highest batting average and the most home runs for a player through 64 games in the history of Major League Baseball. And I get, like, why do we have to, you know, pit Bobby versus Aaron Judge? Because I was watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, and he was doing an interview with Eduardo Perez. And Eduardo Perez was like, well, who do you watch in baseball? And Aaron Judge went on this, like, it seemed like 5 minutes, but it wasn't, obviously, diatribe about how all he does is watch Bobby Witt Jr. And he goes, the guy that I watch the most is Bobby Witt Jr. He goes, see, this guy knows how to, like, it was a glowing endorsement for Bobby Witt Jr. And then I was listening to something else the other day talking about the team in the World Baseball Classic, and whoever was talking about it is like, well, it begins with Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr., and then everybody else is on this team. Like, I don't know why it has to be a Bobby Witt Jr. versus Aaron Judge, because Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball right now, and there's nobody else that can hold a candle to what he's been doing and how consistent he's been in that market that he's in for this long period of time. But Bobby Witt Jr. is a very good player as well. They're the two best players right now in Major League Baseball. Like, we don't have to saddle up and pick a side. I'm excited to watch both of them go head-to-head on the same field for the next three nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and to see who can really out-duel the other, because whoever plays the best over the next three games is whose teams are going to win those games. They're both powered by those guys, and if both of those guys are out of the lineup, both of the teams are just so nondescript. But it was really cool to hear Aaron Judge talk about how much he loves watching Bobby Witt Jr. and how much he learns from watching Bobby Witt Jr. play.
Yeah, and again, I think Judge is great. I think he's a freak. But if you asked many people in baseball today, if you started a franchise today, what player would you take? And there's, to me, far and away, the percentage would lean towards Bobby Witt Jr. Judge is 33.
And that's a big difference,
Ohtani,
right there.
Ohtani will be 31 in August. And Bobby Witt Jr. is 24.
Yeah.
So, and again, I get it. Judge is doing some ridiculous things. But Bobby Witt Jr. also has 21 stolen bases. Aaron Judge has 5. Mm-hmm. Out of those 5 stolen bases, how many were in F it moments? Or you take the other side of it. If Bobby Witt Jr. has 21 stolen bases, how many times did he steal second or and third, and that became a run?
A lot, probably.
So that's where I think that little advantage leads. He also plays shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge plays right field. Again, I am not taking anything away from Aaron Judge, but when you look at the word player from all skill sets, right, like from all aspects of the dude, Bobby Witt Jr. has more total in those categories than Aaron Judge. Now, Bobby Witt Jr., 75 hits. Aaron Judge, 95. Bobby Witt Jr., 8 home runs. Aaron Judge, 23. RBIs, also different. But again, when I look at what I want for my team to start a franchise with, there's no doubt in my mind, call me biased, call me a homer, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. number one. I think he's the best baseball player on the planet.
Yeah, and I don't think if you take Witt number one or Judge number two or Witt number two and Judge number one, you're going to be a bad franchise, right? We're lucky we could have these kinds of conversations where the stars in baseball are so bright right now. Like, there's so many good players that are in baseball. We're lucky we have one here in Kansas City for the first time, you know, in a very long time that we've had a guy that you could put in that category is the best in baseball right now. And Bobby Witt Jr. continues to, you know, to amaze. And he really picked it up in St. Louis, you know, got going there with a home run in St. Louis and has kind of really started to ride that wave a little bit. And that's why, like, people making judgments on teams this early in the season, things change a lot, man. Guys start to get hot. They get into a groove. They find their rhythm. And, you know, June hits and then people start to take off. And that's kind of what we're seeing with Bobby Witt Jr. You know, we saw Vinny Pasquantino, once the weather warmed up a little bit, started to take off. Maybe Salvador Perez will get home to Kauffman Stadium and, you know, hit a two-run homer yesterday, but maybe he starts to take off a little bit more. And so that's why it's like when people are criticizing these guys in April and May, I'm like, hey, we got a long time to go in the season. Things will turn around. The cream always rises to the top. If you're a good baseball player, you're going to end up being that same type of player just about every single year. And that's why you last as long as a guy like Salvador Perez does, because it's consistency.
Bobby Witt Jr. also 20 more at bats than Aaron Judge.
I get it. How many of those are walks?
Right. Yeah. But again,
how many walks does Judge have?
I mean, I can look here.
And why doesn't he have more? Whatever number you're going to give me is like he should have more than what he has. They pitch to these to him way too much.
On the season, Aaron Judge has, it's right here, he has 44 walks.
Good Lord.
Bobby Witt Jr. has, he just doesn't walk though.
No.
So Bobby Witt Jr. is 23. Bobby Witt Jr.'s war, somebody was asking, Bobby Witt Jr.'s war is 3.4, Aaron Judge is 5.2. So almost two spots higher there. Aaron Judge having a historic year. He may hit 400, he may hit 55
home runs.
He has
a historic year every year, it seems like.
Yeah. 33 years old, though, so I would start my franchise with Bobby Witt Jr. over any other player in baseball just because of what he presents. I mean, he's just a wrecker. I mean, so is Aaron Judge. Yeah. I'll give you that. I mean, 100%. But, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. essentially saved two games this weekend with his glove.
Yeah, he won the game for us yesterday. There's no doubt. There is no doubt without Bobby Witt Jr. making that play at shortstop. If he doesn't make that play at shortstop, I think they lose that game.
Right.
Somebody I do believe they lose that game.
I mean,
yesterday.
Q alluded to it in the press conference at the end of the game. He's like, Bobby didn't make that play. That's a two-run single.
Yeah.
I mean, Bobby didn't hit that home run. You get swept by the White Sox.
That's exactly right.
Not on my turf, said number seven.
That's what he did yesterday. That was like, that's, I don't want to say the Mahomesian moment because that's dramatic, but that's one of those moments you're like, all right, man, Bobby Witt just finally took over the game and said, we're not losing to the White Sox.
Yeah. And if you want to have a better debate, you could have a debate with anybody in baseball, say, who's the better hitter? Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani. But I think when you ask who's the best player, I would say it's Bobby Witt Jr. over everyone. Again, Ohtani DHs, Aaron Judge plays right field and hits for power. I get it, an average this year. I think he's a freak. I can't wait to see Judge next to Caglione.
Whew, yeah.
6'5", 250 next to 6'7", 280. And they're going to meet. They're going to meet behind the cage at some point on Tuesday.
6'7", 280.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's just not
real.
That's
bigger than our left tackle.
It's bigger than Gronkowski. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I see you guys a picture of him sitting next to Mahomes, and Mahomes is like a young 24-year-old. It's insane.
Looks like a baby. Yeah.
Yes.
He is a giant.
He's a massive man.
Yeah, mountain of a man.
Yes. He's Arson Judge. Mm-hmm. All rise.
Arson going to the Giants. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, breaking news from Ian Rappaport. Packers release star cornerback Jair Alexander. Alexander, now a free agent.
Good for him.
Also breaking news, Chiefs rumored to be one of the top teams to sign Alexander.
I'm kidding.
No. You never know. Yeah. Go to Chicago. Play the heel. Coming up, we'll keep doing.
Absolutely. You know,
go to Chicago. Yes. Pick off Jordan Love game one, take it back to the house. We get to Mac's burning question because we are Tony Gonzalez days out from the first Chiefs football game. Mac's burning question plus Mac with one word here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Back in to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well with you on a Monday. y'all get outside today. I know about half of you need to mow. I know I do. I got like a lawn out there because it rained every day. Every day. Randomly.
I saw a tweet the other day. Is it still okay to say we're in a drought? Because apparently, technically, we're still in a drought. At least they were in like Wichita the other day when all that rain came and flooded the city out. Mm-hmm. The weather reporter's like, it's safe to say, just to let you know, we're still in a drought. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
But we've gotten a lot of rain over the last couple of days and weeks. It's been good. You need it. And now you got to mow.
Big game on Tuesday night. Caglione makes his home debut for the Royals against the Yankees. That game on TBS. It's also here on 96.5, the Fan Vern's pregame show, or on deck show will be at 5:30. Game at 6:40. Vern will join us at 8 o'clock today. We'll ask him about the best player in the world. I guarantee you he will say Bobby Witt Jr. No question, hands down. It is him. John Hamm, look like he's going ham for Aaron Judge. I thought he was a Missouri guy.
Either he's a way. Cardinal fan. He's a St. Louis
That's
guy.
True, yeah. But he's apparently a Yankees fan. I guess when you go work in New York, you just kind of get abducted by the fandom.
He was at the Knicks game, too. People were giving him crap about that.
Does he live there now? Like, what's he? I'm asking because I don't know. What's he doing these days?
Wasn't he the guy at the Super Bowl that introduced the Chiefs?
Was it John Hamm?
Was it John Hamm?
I don't know. I was blacked out for like the first 30 minutes there until Bob spilled coffee. It
took me like an hour to find my seat. I didn't get to my seat until right when the game started,
you,
so I missed
you and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
They couldn't find their seat
we
either.
We weren't ready. Yeah. We were not prepared.
Somebody was dancing up there. Good times.
No doubt. But it is 88 days. That's where we're at.
88 days,
man. Wow.
Woo.
I'm excited.
I know you are. Guys. Yeah.
We're
Tony Gonzalez days away from the start of the season. So let me total sidebar on this one. I saw a tweet this morning from the NFL. It says NFL releases important calendar dates, right? And it was like first day of training camp and all that kind of stuff. And then it said, what date are we playing the Chargers?
Oh,
Friday?
September 6th.
Is it 6th?
6th,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. It said, Friday, September 6th, NFL season starts with Chiefs and Chargers. That was put out by the NFL.
But it starts Thursday.
Put out by the NFL. And I'm looking through this tweet. I'm like, am I missing something here? What's not right?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's September 5th, I believe, that first Friday.
Whatever day it was, right? Yeah.
That's
it was. I thought it was hilarious. Like they're. Oh my God! The breaking news schedule. Not breaking news, but the list of important NFL offseason dates and dates that are coming. Because free agency starts March 11th this year for those scoring at home. But I just thought that was funny. No mention whatsoever of that first game featuring Jerry's team against the Super Bowl champs.
Which we're so excited about.
No, thrilled.
We all begged for the Cowboys. Please.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why would you get excited for America's team when you can wait one more day and get the world's team?
Booyah.
You know?
Booyah.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
Plus, does Dak Prescott versus Jalen Hurts move your needle?
No.
Or does Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes move your needle?
There you go.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Today, they could play that game, and I'd be ready to run through a wall.
Absolutely.
But go ahead, Mac.
I think they would, too. Yeah, I don't feel it in my plums for Jerry Jones and the Eagles over there.
Yeah, frankly, nobody does.
But we'll be the two guys locked in, geeking out over a parlay in that game. Edge of our seat, football's back.
Yes.
No, but it's crazy. I'm looking at it now on the NFL schedule, right?
Yeah.
September 5th, NFL international game, Chiefs at Chargers. The thing listed before that, September 4th to 5th and 7th to 8th kickoff weekend presented by YouTube TV.
Oh, wow.
It's not even on the official NFL schedule.
Sorry, guys. Get bent on Thursday night.
September 4th kickoff weekend presented by YouTube. September 5th NFL international game. Chiefs
Let's
and Chargers.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's kickoff weekend, but really Friday.
From operations.nfl.com, first game that they promote is Chiefs and Chargers.
So Mahomes, has Mahomes won in Mexico?
No, I don't believe so.
But he's won in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly could win in
Brazil. No, did he win in Mexico? Did they play that game in Mexico? I can't remember.
Well,
they didn't play
it in Mexico. Right. They changed it and moved to the Rams.
They lost that game, though. But they didn't go back for another one.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he...
And he hasn't played in London yet, right? Because normally it's just Jags and Browns those teams. I know he's played.
No, they didn't.
I know he's played in Germany. Won.
Right.
Gonna play in Brazil. Could win.
Right.
Probably gonna play. I don't know. In Australia soon. Could win in that country.
Yeah.
I mean, you might
on every continent.
You might be the world's team.
Maybe.
Coming in December of 2030.
Hey, we got this
the Alaska Invitational.
He has 3-0. They list him in regular season games in the international. London, Mexico City, and Frankfurt.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay,
I remember they played at altitude in Mexico, but I didn't remember if they won that game.
Oh, that's right.
They played the Raiders down there, right?
Okay, and he has one in London. Okay, I didn't know he'd played in London yet. It all blurs in when it's been a decade of success.
It really does. Exactly. It's like when you find yourself going, now, which Super Bowl was that?
That's what's
when
crazy.
You need to take a seat.
And then that's what's crazy is that he's not played in Dallas yet, and he'll do that on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 88 days, we've got to wait. I already had my first fantasy football meeting with my guys yesterday. We had a meeting. Oh, absolutely. Needed a new member.
I mean, I'm not against it because
thank you.
The older you get, it is pulling teeth with trying to get. We always do it Labor Day Monday. Is that right? Or Memorial Day Monday?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right.
Labor Day Monday.
Yeah.
Right before everyone's off.
Yep.
Everyone's off.
Yep.
So make the draft. And we normally talk about 3 weeks before our season. So I'm not mad that you're starting it now to get everybody kind of set up.
Yeah.
Depending on how you do your draft.
No, it is hard to get everybody. The schedules are terrible.
The older you get, people have kids.
Kids. Yep.
People move away.
Yep.
Some people are in bad parts of their life that probably shouldn't be playing fantasy football.
Do you do a live in-person draft or do you do it on the internet?
Internet.
See, so that's easier for everybody.
Yeah, it's easy.
Like, you can be anywhere and do it, you know?
Yeah, especially with ours is a dynasty league too, so it's just all year round. So we wait a couple months after the Super Bowl, and now we're going to restart. You can start trades and all that stuff. But anyways, I'm now getting into the football mindset, even though we're in the dead season. 88 days.
We're not in the dead season. We've got OTAs. This is great time of year for football, man. This is when champions are built.
Yeah, Max very much alive, waist down after going to OTAs one time.
Yes, hopefully we'll be back there again. 88 days till Chiefs football. Obviously, Tony G's days away. I ask you guys this question in the text line, of course, 913-586-7965. If only one could objectively have the GOAT status, no one would argue with you.
Uh-huh.
Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes, which one would you want to have that certified GOAT next to their name?
Because for me, it's very easy. Mahomes is already the greatest of all time.
Okay.
And there's still debate over whether it's Andy Reid or Bill Belichick. And I want that debate to be over. So for me, it's Andy Reid.
Okay.
As days go by, the more and more I am about Andy Reid's legacy. And let's just load this thing up so there is no conversation about Bill Belichick being the greatest coach in NFL history. Because I just, as time goes on, I don't believe he was. I believe he was a product of everything being great at the time, and he was the leader of that, and you get the benefit of that, obviously.
Yeah.
But without his quarterback, man, sorry, Andy Reid didn't win the Super Bowl till he got Mahomes. But Andy Reid dominated with any quarterback that he had and won games all over the place. Belichick didn't do that. So for me, I'd love Andy Reid to be certified 100% greatest coach of all time.
I hate to say this, but there will be an individual that will come around eventually that will be better than Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, I'm out for the day.
Or will put up numbers better than Patrick Mahomes eventually. Tom Brady's looking at it right now. All right, here comes somebody that might take over my throne. I'm going to enjoy it for 10 years. We may never see another coach like Andy Reid.
You're right.
You may never see a guy, let alone last 10 years with a team and average 11 wins a season in the hardest sport in the world.
Yep.
And I get it. You can have the argument, well, Andy Reid didn't really accomplish the goal until he got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, went to four NFC championship games in a row, only won one.
I never got to F him until I got you. So is that who?
There will be others of me. I promise you that.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
No doubt. And I think that when you look at coaches, like there's what, three that you debate with? And one of them currently is Andy Reid because of what he's done in the last decade.
Who's the third for you? Shula?
I mean, you just look at wins, I guess, if that's what you do. So it'd be Belichick, Shula, and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Or you could say Bill Walsh is up there because of what he did in the 70s and 80s with San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's four names in the existence of the NFL. You can sit here and be like, well, at one point it was Montana. Then it was Brady. Then it was Manning. Then it was Rodgers. Then it was Favre. Then it was Rodgers. Then it was this. Then it was Mahomes. Just like there will be somebody that comes around that will be better than Shohei Ohtani. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen somebody dominate like that, but it happens. I don't know if we ever see a coach like that in Andy Reid because time is short in the NFL. You could be the coach of the year for the Browns and be fired the next year.
Well, no, they keep him and they hide him in the basement during the playoffs.
Well, he had COVID.
Oh.
And then you can also have, you know, guys like Dan Campbell that are hot for 5-6 years, and then it dissipates fast, and somebody else comes in, and we remember the Dan Campbell era for a little bit in Detroit, but you never would forget Andy Reid at Kansas City. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer with two different teams.
Yeah, and he turned two organizations around, too. When he took over the Eagles, they were a dumpster fire and turned them into a perennial winner, took a team to four straight NFC championship games, made Super Bowls in Philadelphia, obviously, and didn't cross the finish line in Philadelphia. But, boy, he crossed the finish line here in Kansas City. Don Shula didn't cross the finish line until he got to Miami. Bill Belichick clearly didn't cross the finish line until he got to Cleveland. And our guy, Andy Reid, was better than both of those guys in their first two stops until they got to where they are, you know, until they became those stars. There's only one guy in the NFL right now that I think has an outside chance of even being in the conversation of greatest NFL coach of all time, because I think he's the only one who's going to have longevity, and that's Sean McVay.
Mm. But he's also one of those guys that, as young as he is,
he may walk.
We've already seen the debate of would he have taken the Tom Brady contract? Would they have given him the $350 to go be an announcer? And he's like, no, I'm going to come back. At that young in his career,
right,
lets me know that those fires will be burning again in 3 or 4 years. What's he going to do once Stafford's gone? Yeah. Once that team goes back to the base, it's like, okay, I did my time. I want to be done. I'm going to step away. And then in 5 years from now, he's the hottest name in the coaching circle because he wants to come back and do it. He did broadcast, whatever it is. But Andy Reid, like that guy, they're going to have to literally lift him up out of that stadium to get him to stop coaching. Like nothing he will ever do.
They'll have to close down the NFL. The only way, right? They're going to have to shut down. And I don't blame him. Why would you walk away from what we have going on right now here? I mean, it's ridiculously awesome. And so, no, I think it's going to be Andy Reid, and I hope it's Andy Reid, and it should be Andy Reid in that type of situation, because what he's done has just been remarkable. It sounds stupid, but the guy doesn't get enough credit,
and
man.
I'll also go back to the question that we always get once a year. What would Patrick Mahomes be without Andy Reid?
Right.
I mean, you can do that. What would Andy Reid be without Patrick Mahomes?
You can do that too.
Perennial playoff team, right? Alex Smith got you there, just never got you over that hump. And then Andy Reid gets with Patrick Mahomes, and all of a sudden it's, what, 5 Super Bowls in 7 years?
Well, here's the other thing, too, about that is, you know, Mahomes would be good. He wouldn't be great without Andy Reid. Andy Reid was good. He wasn't great until he got Patrick Mahomes. Again, it's the perfect marriage. It is the perfect marriage in sports.
And he also got Alex Smith for a year.
And he did, yeah.
Whereas, like, maybe he goes to Chicago and he's supposed to start the first year. They go 10-6 before there was the added game. He goes 10-6, wins the first game, loses in the playoffs. But, you know, reasons why he's not as good is because he wasn't mentored to look for things in the secondary or on the defensive line and how to scout that out. Whereas he got that for a year. We all had to wait, and it was annoying, but it was worth it. You know, Tom Petty once said the waiting is the hardest part.
But it ends up being worth it, and I wouldn't change a thing that they've done in this whole Patrick Mahomes era. It's just been wild to watch. It's been a privilege for all of us to sit here and watch what's going on, because it's gone on for a decade now, and this doesn't normally last but 2 years, you know, in sports today. And Sean McVay, the other one, he did take two quarterbacks to Super Bowls as well, you know,
sure,
with Goff and with Matthew Stafford, and probably doesn't get enough love.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
It's funny that you have the office sounder in there, because I watched one of the better episodes where it was when... You remember Gil from Breaking Bad?
Yep.
Yeah. He like comes in as like HR and sits down with Toby in the office, and he's like, "Would you say that everyone's happy here?" And Toby looks at him. He's like, "That's a very interesting question." And he's like, "How so? It's happy or not?" And then he goes through all like the breakaways when the bat comes in and Dwight puts the bag over Meredith's head.
Oh yeah.
Pulls it off and goes, "You're welcome." I just happened to watch that whole episode. I was like, man, I missed this show.
Oh, so good.
Is there any sexual harassment that comes down in the office? Pam knocks on Michael Scott's door. Michael, come in. He's changing, just naked. You said come in. No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's like, no, I didn't. Get out. Yeah.
And I'm retiring. That's what she said. Oh, that's no more jokes, huh? I could do this all day.
And then they tried to do the show without Michael Scott, which was just a...
I never watched the final season of The Office. I never will.
I don't think I did either. No, I know I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the minority there. I still thought it was okay.
Ed Helms. You guys changed his character.
Very convenient to leave out Ben Johnson. I mean, Andy Reid's up-and-coming competitor, his predecessor. I mean, I'm
you,
really surprised.
I think you said you were done for the day.
The hell's Ben Johnson?
Never heard of him.
The next, he's the kid.
He's the, yeah, it's exactly.
That's the baby goat.
This is the exactly yeah. right. Come on. No, that was a good question. I would have gone the other way, but I like that. One word on the Royals weekend.
Sad. Losing 2 out of 3 to the White Sox isn't good, no matter how you want to describe
sucks.
It.
Sucks.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yep. Absolutely.
You want to be a playoff team? Playoff teams don't lose a series to the White Sox. Plain and simple. Dusty, Detroit lost 2 of 4. They didn't lose the series. They went 500. Yeah, you know what? I bet Detroit was embarrassed.
They should have won. Talked about it on Friday.
Yeah,
yep.
Detroit was probably feeling that same way, embarrassed. Like, should have won 3 out of 4 against the White Sox. Hell, maybe should have swept them. Didn't. Royals, same situation. Went in there, try to make up some ground where you can. Win the games that you should win. They didn't do that. They lost 2 of 3 to Chicago. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, but, you know, we said at the beginning of the year they weren't going to be the, what were they, 41 wins last year, whatever the hell it was. They were going to be better. It was going to be harder games against what you went 13-1 or 12-1 against the White Sox last year. You've already lost at least 2 to the White Sox this year, right? If I'm not mistaken, there may be a third one already in that mix. And so you have to find ways now. You're now -3 with your White Sox beating upness. Mm. You got to find somebody else to beat up on. Sacramento comes into town this weekend.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Only 2 Royals have ever had a 4-hit contest within their first 6 Major League Baseball games. Bo Jackson in 1986 and Jack Caglione yesterday. One word on Cags. Weekend and his 4-hit performance yesterday.
A start. Okay, you got those 4-hit game. You got that out of the way. You got some success yesterday on a Sunday in Chicago. A start. Now you build on that. Let's see where we go from here. Take the off day today. Tomorrow's going to be emotional for him, I'm sure. He said he's looking forward to tomorrow than he was his debut. So I think a start is where I'm going with Cags. It's a good start.
I thought it was sexy. Look,
I know that I'm hard.
Perfect. It's proof that he's not pressuring any way, shape, or form. He's going up there and taking what pitchers are giving him. He's lifted some balls that I know that we've wanted to see get out of the ballpark. Hell, Joel Goldberg was sitting in right field. I think he was a little too shallow to catch Jack's home run. But the exit velo is there. 4 hard-hit baseballs again yesterday. The lowest one was like 98 miles per hour. It was a sinker over the middle. Had one at 110, one at 113. And, you know, I just – look – you're seeing what he's supposed to do. See ball, hit ball. He went from a 9.3 average to a 2.40 over the weekend. 4 for 4 yesterday, another thing that only he and Bo Jackson have done. Get drafted and make the bigs in the same year and go 4 for 4 in one of your first 6 games.
4 hits boost your average 195 points or whatever it did yesterday, right? You know, it was like 145 points. It's so much better, too, for these guys when they go up and they look at that big screen. They don't see 095. You now see 240. Okay, that's average for Major League Baseball. You're doing basically what everybody else is doing right now. 2 more hits, you'll be better than everybody else in baseball.
And now you get to come home and put on a show in front of the hometown crowd against the Yankees and then the Sacramento Sacrificial A's.
Mm-hmm.
Over to the hardwood last night, NBA, 123-107 was the final score. The Thunder won Game 2, evening up the series in Oklahoma City. SGA had 34 points.
Yep.
Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton didn't even combine for that much for the Indiana Pacers. One word on the NBA Finals.
Snooze. Was in bed by the end of the third quarter for that one. Not, I mean, if you bring me a Thursday night game, good Lord. But last night,
I was out there, you're going to say blinds.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Shutters
inside of the eyelids.
Yeah. I mean, even I don't think we saw Pacers going down 2-0. We asked for 7 after that Halliburton shot again. Another team gets the Halliburton shot, but yeah, I mean, just kind of boring halftime. My eyes were closed, like Bob said, he made it longer than I did, but it was just
now. There's always that hope that something was gonna flip, you know, because we've seen so many 20.
Yeah,
and this last night, man.
I also just love the blue out. For the Thunder.
Look cool.
Yeah, it looks
great.
I
like the blue jerseys with the blue shirts in the crowd with like the blue cord. It's them.
Yeah, trying to get all these people to wear the same shirt too. What a great coordination.
I love it. Yeah, Thunder are top 5 crowd for sure in the NBA. They're fantastic.
Did you see the news though that was circulating last night? They had to produce the game from television remotely because there may have been a tornado rolling through.
Oh, really?
Let me stop with the tornadoes.
Well, they had the digital Larry O'Brien trophies on the court at the beginning of the game that looked absolutely abysmal, and so they took them off and then added new one, added a different graphic in the middle of the game.
Oh, those were graphics on the court? Those weren't real stickers?
No, that was digital.
Because everybody complained that the trophy wasn't on the court this year or something?
Well, the whole complaint for the last 10 years or so is the finals needs to be big. We need to make this a big product. You need to know it's the finals. The announcements of the starting lineups, the music, the pregame hype videos, that needs to feel like the finals. When you're looking at the court, it needs to look different than a regular season game in April or whatever. Like, we need to make this sound or make this look really great. And they're trying. They're trying.
Well, so, we'll see. That.
We'll see. One word on some NIL news coming out of the NCAA. Looks like a lot of athletes will be getting money. Looks like $2.5 billion will be kind of divided between a lot of universities and a lot of players over the last 10 or 15 years. Getting a little piece of the pie. One word there.
Business. Because now these athletes are getting paid, but now you're a business. And we're going to see a lot of the football players, a lot of the men's basketball players, and a lot of the women's basketball players get paid. And a lot of other athletes not get paid, and they're going to complain, and they're going to whine, and they're going to cry, we're not getting the money. But now this is a business. If you're not generating the money, you're not getting the money. Ooh. And so I feel bad for the swimmers, the track stars, some of the baseball teams, and all this kind of stuff. But it's going to get ugly. It's really going to get ugly. But now these college athletes got what they want. It is now a business, and if you do not deliver, you do not get paid.
Interesting is what I'll say, because I think I saw an article out this week. It was like the 3-on-3 or whatever it was, about how if you play with a certain team so much on NCAA 26, like those teams get a cut of money. Mm-hmm. So like if they reach a certain amount of games played, they get sent, the university gets sent money. Like it's even in the video game.
How much?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at my tweet, but I liked it. So I'll look it up and I'll bring it up on the other side. But there was something like that, where if like you played with, let's say, you know, everybody plays with Alabama. Well, after they reach a certain number of games played with that team, I think it's like 7 million times.
Oh, my God.
Which it's not that, when you think about it, you know, millions of people are playing every day.
Oh, yeah.
Four of them are Alabama. There's like half a day's done. So, again, like it's interesting how they're doing it, because it's just, it's from everywhere. Like there's always a way to get paid some way, shape, or form now that they have the availability to do so. Like you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Mm-hmm. And players back in the 90s don't know that those nice benefits. Chad Johnson being one of them. He says, I used to effing strip back in 97, 98. 3 hours a night. I made $2,500 every 3 days. My stage name was Twix.
What a great stage name. I just love it. The fact that Chad Johnson was a male stripper in college because he couldn't afford to make ends meet is fantastic.
It's terrible, but it's fantastic.
Yeah,
yes.
I love it.
Lies. There's no way that's true.
Which do you believe more? The beer vendor at a sold out game in Detroit made $1,000, he told me, or that he was a stripper?
Beer vendor.
I do too.
Yeah.
People were, I mean,
what else do you do in Detroit besides eat pizza and drink beer?
Yeah.
By the way, the tweet was on three. College Football 26 will now pay schools based on game usage via Collect Media. I don't know if that's the name of how you're supposed to say it, but if users play 7 million games as a school, the school's allocation would be 1%. Therefore, school A would receive $50,000.
That's a lot. I thought it was going to be like pennies. You know, that's a lot.
So let's get everybody to play with Missouri, Kansas, and K-State.
Yes, exactly.
$50,000 go to the local schools. Coming up on the other side, we give you a chance at Hy-Vee gift card. We do Name That Father. It's Father's Day week. We give you three clues. If you can get it, you win it. You'll talk to Mac, and he'll give you the answer. We'll give you three clues to the father. You've got to get it right, and you got a chance at a Hy-Vee gift card here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
We'll do that Name That Father segment. We'll have five qualifiers. One will be chosen to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card for Father's Day. So we'll do this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And then you can go to Hy-Vee if you win this weekend and get your dad some delicious food. I know that's what we're going to do for Father's Day. I'm excited. My dad's coming into town this weekend. First time we spent Father's Day together. I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe.
Wow. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so we'll give you three clues throughout the segment. Be listening. When you know all three and you feel like you have a good idea who that father is, what caller do you want to take, Mac?
Let's take caller number Six.
Caller number six, and you name that father, you will be today's qualifier. Somebody will qualify tomorrow, and at the end of the week, all five qualifiers will be drawn for the one Hy-Vee $500 gift card. So the first clue, father of two.
Okay. Phones are ringing. Yep. Phones are lighting up.
You start naming them.
Father of two is the first clue that we're going to give. And so between now and, 5 minutes or so, we'll give you out those other two clues. If you know who that father is, be caller number six, and you are going to get the opportunity to be the first qualifier for that $500 Hy-Vee gift card.
You guys said to pick a decade. You can walk through one door to experience that decade for a day. Which door do you walk through? The three they gave are the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
One I've already walked through. I wasn't really around in the 80s, but damn, I bet the 70s would be fun.
I bet the 70s would have been. Like, the 70s to me is a weird time, right? Obviously, you're coming off the 60s. The music in the 70s was disco. It was weird. It was like bell bottoms, or I guess we were past the bell bottom stage, but the 70s was more about the, I mean, the hard partying at the clubs, Studio 54, that kind of stuff. And sports was weird back then. The country was weird back then. But I did experience the 80s. It was joyful. I did experience the 90s. That's kind of my childhood decade. I would love to walk through the door and just experience, like, as an adult, just a day in the 1970s and to kind of see what that was like. I mean, there was gas rationing going on. There were blackouts. It was like a very, very strange time to be alive. But I wasn't really alive in the 70s. I was, born in 77, and it's over. So I would like to walk through the door probably the early 70s.
Yeah, I'm going down the post, and it's mixed between 70s and 90s.
Yeah.
90s were fun, man.
90s were great.
I mean, I was, 10 and 97? So, I mean, I still had a lot of life in the 90s that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I mean, obviously, I didn't have a care in the world, no bills, no troubles, no Surfside then.
Yeah.
So I had a little troubles and a little bit of bubbles. But 70s. I've also wanted to go to, the 50s. Because I wanted to just wear the white t-shirt, roll up my sleeve, have a pack of cigs in there, roll the jeans up, have the doo-wop days, hit on chicks with poodle skirts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched Grease as a young kid because my dad and sister just loved theater, and Grease was like one of those, that's like your first one. It was like that, random. It was that, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Little Shop of Horrors. Like, we watched those all the time.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, man, I bet it'd be cool to be like Danny Zuko. I mean, that'd be cool. Back when, you could just, eat a burger and a shake and some fries, puff a cig, and it was 89 cents total.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true.
I don't know. I just, the 50s always kind of did it for me. Clue number two on Name That Father. Clue number one was what, Bob?
Father of two.
Clue number two is this father is a teacher.
Okay.
So your two clues so far. He is a father of two and a teacher. We will give you one more. Mac, which decade would you choose?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I'm in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I am. Yeah, I don't know why. I think maybe it's because my dad was in high school in the 70s. He always talks about it. It just seems like it would be a really cool time.
I was not in high school in the 70s. I was in high school in the mid-90s. Early 90s. Yeah.
My fault.
He's not 70.
Good Lord. My God.
But yeah,
I know I'm older, but my God, I'm not even 50 yet.
You said, Dusty, you said you walked in one of these decades. I don't know if I did. I was two at the end of the 90s, so maybe I was taking my first step in the 90s. Maybe I took one step in the 90s.
But probably doesn't. You don't remember what the 90s were like. The 90s for me were high school and college, right?
So that's
and
prime
college
time.
Is prime time. College was great. Yeah. I would do those decades over, again, and we still do when we go on our baseball trip. not me. So we still do the 90s over once a year. We kind of have that kind of reliving. The 80s was just a weird decade. I people think 80s music was good. I think 80s music was very strange. I think 80s music was some of the worst music and some of the strangest music that was out there. And, it was a weird time to be alive. I mean, you go back to Nancy Reagan and Dare and all this kind of stuff that was going on in the 80s. It was just a strange decade. I think the 50s would have been cool, and I think we all liked the 50s because we all watched Back to the Future, and you kind of saw that in Greece, and you saw that kind of that lifestyle, and we used to have those 50s dances, because that was, dressed like the 50s and that kind of stuff, and I don't think people do that much anymore. You don't see dressed like the 90s.
Max on the phone. I wonder if somebody got the father.
No, we got to give that third clue.
You are not the father.
You could not be taking the calls until we give out all the clues, Mac. We had a class on that the other day.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I must have slept.
You can't be taking phone calls till we give out all three clues. There's no guessing early.
Again,
Every day this week, five qualifiers. One of you will be selected if you win on the day. One of you, and you'll have a chance at a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day. Bob gave clue number one, which was?
Father of two.
I gave clue number two, which was teacher. Matt, clue number three is?
Cancer.
All right.
There you go. So if you know what famous father that is, be caller number six, and you will qualify to win that $500 Hy-Vee gift card.
Yep. The three clue. Wait, what's going on back there? Did you get a funny phone call?
I wish. It was just a guy who was not, it was a joke guess. He was calling in and he said, Dave Tube.
Loyal listeners, you love him.
Pretty good, man. I had to
Is it Dave Tube?
It's Dave Tube.
You're like, oh, crap, like, reeling that again.
And he said, have a good day, bro.
Oh, that was great. God. Dave Tube.
Dave Tube.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tobe.
Or Tobe.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Father of two, teacher, cancer. There you go. That ought to do it.
Yeah, you should get that one. So best of luck to you qualifying.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tobe.
Tob.
I've never heard the tube one. Like, it was Tob all the time, right?
I was waiting for him today to be in one word and be like, guys, what do you think of Salvador Perez's two-run home?
Nothing dry. And then I turned the White Sox broadcast on yesterday. I'm like, oh, yeah. These are the guys.
Yeah, dude.
Salvador Perez.
That's how you pronounce it, they say. But no, name that father. We'll do it again tomorrow.
That's right.
We'll give you three clues. Five qualifiers. One is selected and chosen to win a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day Sunday. We got the U.S. Open coming up. We get to dive into that a little bit more later on in the week. But coming up at 8 o'clock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Did you see that shot by Phil yesterday, though?
Yeah.
Wait, man.
One shot in his last 500 actually worked.
Still awesome.
I guess. Top 10 NFL quarterbacks, plus we'll get to Vern a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour. Don't forget Billy Butler. That's right. Billy Butler will join us at 9 o'clock as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.